No, actually, I'm only 3/4 cop, but it appears that I'm
0.2. You got a chub of a cop.
I could be more cop.
Okay, well.
High Mystery.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to High Mystery.
Hi! Welcome.
This is a podcast where we smoke a lot of weed. We talk about mysteries. I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
And I'm Holly.
Yes!
We did it.
We're joined by Leanne again.
Yeah.
And today we will be discussing one of my mysteries, and we will also be smoking one of my blunts.
Good job.
I packed a high hemp wrap with Pineapple Express.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Do you know what the other one is?
For another mystery, that will be
Tristan literally
Tahoe
said.
OG.
Oh, Tristan literally said 2 minutes ago, yeah, you know what's in there now, but are you going to know what's in there when we start the actual episode?
The answer is no. No, he will not remember.
He got it.
I'm doing it right.
We also have an audience member.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can say hello.
From Switzerland.
So I will spark my blunt.
Yes. Finally, that's really why I'm here. So.
Yeah.
I can't tolerate all of your old presences. Looking up a mystery each week is like real hard homework, but
we will also be smoking.
In the end, it's worth it.
We'll be smoking also, I've got a King Palm. Wrappy wrap, and inside of it is cookies.
What's the
for cookies, North Carolina? Is that what it stands for?
No, in cream.
Cookies and cream. That makes more sense.
Yeah,
I keep looking at it and saying cookies, North Carolina.
I don't know what cookies in North Carolina are worth naming a weed strain over, but I want to try them now. He's got those North Carolina cookies.
All right, send them to highmystery.com.
So today, I'm going to be doing another installment of the Deals with the Devil.
Bobby deals with the devil.
Yeah.
Bobby's walking around.
It's not all gold fiddles, baby.
What kind of deals is Bobby making today?
It really needs to be a
deals.
You know, one of those where it talks for a long time, then all of a sudden sings, where it's like, Bobby was walking down the street one day. He thought he'd get in and found another way. And he
looking
looked
for a soul
to
steal.
Yeah. It Bobby's deals with the devil. Bobby's deals with the devil. Bobby's deals with the devil. It's Bobby's deals with the devil.
So this is the third part in a 5-part series.
With no name. I guess I won't do the sax one, so I love
that. Today we'll be focusing on captains.
There
have been 2 captains that have reportedly dealt with the devil.
Are we talking ship captains?
Ship captains.
Okay,
yes.
So we went from...
Not starship captains?
No.
Not captains of industry?
No.
We went from religious figures to magicians, and now we're to captains.
Captain Bernard Folk and Brigadier General Jonathan Moulton are the 2 people.
Bernard Folk, I hear he's good folk. No.
That's right. Got more stuff coming today. Come in your ears. High Mystery, baby. More jokes just like that.
Are you a fan of dad jokes?
Bernard Folk was a captain for the Dutch East India Company. Folk was renowned for the uncanny speed on trips between the Dutch Republic of Java. In 1678, he traveled that distance in 3 months and 4 days.
I wonder what, the standard was at the time. We've been sailing for 18 years, Johnny. We've got to hit land at some point.
I would still only call this a medium-length trip.
Yeah, right. Get home, your kids don't even know who you are.
Well, at least they're not dead.
Yeah, right.
I tried to find what the normal amount of time was, but the only thing that I could really find was how long it took Columbus to sail to the Americas.
Okay.
And that's half, if not like a third of the distance. And he did it in just about the same amount of time.
Okay, so he's a speedy sailor.
Yeah, you have to sail all the way around Africa in order to get there. So
The Horn
of Africa.
I mean, he could just know like where the heavy currents are and rides those.
Yeah, he could. I mean,
he clearly knows something.
Yeah, whatever the case, it's skill, you know?
Unless he made a deal with Satan to cut down his shipping times.
Yeah, I mean, he should have made a deal with Poseidon.
Right.
He delivered a stack of letters to Governor Rickloff.
Yeah.
That's Rickloff.
Question mark. That's how you spell it. Rickloff?
Sounds like a real villain to me.
Rickloff.
Yeah.
Rickloff van Goens, which confirmed his travel time. A statue was erected of him on the small island of... Oh, my fuck.
I've not been to Oh, My Fuck.
Welcome to Oh, My Fuck. You'll be saying that the whole time you're here.
Very holy place. A lot of dispute over that man.
I'm going to say Cupertahe.
Cupertahe.
Cupertje.
Definitely should have done this.
Quarabra.
Where is this around?
Java.
Near
the harbor of Batavia.
An impossible one.
No one knows that.
Okay. Some island somewhere.
Yeah.
Call it Island Oh My Fuck for all you want to.
You'll find a statue of him.
So they built a statue just because they were like, man, this guy's such a fast sailor.
Yeah.
Build that shit.
He did it once or he did it over and over?
Oh, he kept doing it. He just managed to always get there in a very speedy time.
And the delivery to the king was just an example of one of his trips.
Yeah, that just confirmed by postage dating on the letters that he sent.
Ah, I see. Up until that point, he was just a charlatan, a crazy man.
No one believed him.
Yeah. Then he delivered letters to the king. And everyone was like, yes, he's done it. Build a statue.
Tight.
Cool.
statue.
It was believed the only way he could have made those trips in that time was if he had been aided by the devil.
The only possible means.
I like that time frame. They're just like, that's the go-to response to explanation. I'm like, well, he must have made a deal with the devil.
I don't know, which means deal with the devil.
I mean, if he was a woman, he'd be a witch.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I was like, have we ruled out witchcraft?
It never came into the picture because he's a man.
Got it. Yes.
So it is widely believed that in death, the devil condemned folk to captain the Flying Dutchman.
Yes, the famous ghost ship that you know, Davy Jones used to board.
Also SpongeBob.
Most commonly known in SpongeBob, yes.
Mm-hmm. What is it in SpongeBob,
He's the Flying Dutchman.
It's just like the same legend that we know.
Yeah,
just...
he's a ghost pirate. And
nice.
He goes around scaring people in Bikini.
Bottom.
Yeah.
I always wondered what was going on in Bikini Bottom when they went to a shoreline, you know, because they go to the beach.
It's heavy water.
It's heavy water?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a legitimate scientific thing. Like,
yeah, I've seen it.
Is it not just a methane pool?
It could also be
like
that.
A cave thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That show's all about science. I learned so much.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually kidding.
Sometimes there are kids shows that have like good lessons.
I just assumed that you'd seen it a bunch because you're living.
Now you think less of me.
So
I don't know. I'm embarrassed about what I assume about people. They've seen a lot of SpongeBob, but they're breathing generally. They have a hard time with their BMs.
Oh. I hope you don't assume.
Who
that
doesn't? I do.
I feel like there's some real easy things to alleviate that issue for you.
Yeah, get a squat.
You don't know.
You don't have the squatty potty?
Of course I have the squatty. Of course. I mean, I have done the things that are, you know, obviously Googleable.
To no effect?
Except for, like, stopping consuming Taco Bell or something like that. You
know? A different kind, of deal with the devil.
You can't just chug a bottle of hot sauce and expect there to be no repercussions.
She's meanwhile just drinking a cup full of hot sauce over here. Not water, it's got ice on it.
We've got enough track. Once again.
So the Flying Dutchman, yes, it is that ghost ship that can never pull into port and is doomed to sail the oceans forever. Sightings of the Flying Dutchman have claimed that the ship would give off a ghostly light, the sight of which would be a portent of doom.
You know, they never talk about it, but it probably smells like hell, too. It's got to, you know.
I mean, or just the ocean. I imagine it just smells very much ocean.
I think it smells like what the ocean washes up on shore and lets rot. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's filled with a bunch of dead guys.
They're not taking ghost showers.
Yeah. But they're, like, in salt water. Doesn't, like, salt help preserve things and stuff?
Not when it's dead and rotting. Mm-hmm. It still smells.
Oh, yeah. No, salt is... That's why, like, in, you know, in places where there's a lot of snow, you put salt on the ground to get the snow to melt. It's, like, way worse for your car. The car will deteriorate way faster than rust.
But that's metal. We're not made out of metal.
Well.
Most of us aren't made out of metal, yeah.
Point is, things rot and smell terrible.
The salt preserving is only when there's not water in it, when it's, like, dry salt.
That's right,
because
it's trying to,
like
water
pull
the water out of it.
That's when you get delicious prosciutto.
Mm-hmm. I feel slightly annoyed that the devil's punishment for the sea captain was to make him a sea captain.
It seems sweet.
It seems like, obviously he enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Doing that, I mean, and Flying Dutchman's an even another level of badassery, because, I mean, that's a ship I've heard of.
You got to realize, though, that he can never pull into port, and I think that's all... The reason why he was sailing from place to place is so he can pull into port.
Mm.
But there have been numerous sightings since the 18th century, but perhaps the most well-known sighting of the Flying Dutchman was made by Prince George of Wales, who everyone in America knows became King George V.
Yes, of course.
As an American,
I
do know.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Wow. I
know,
all
I know my history. I paid attention in school. Of course I know this thing. Yes, yes.
On a 3-year voyage along with his brother Prince Albert, they were temporarily on board the HMS Inconstant while their ship...
Wait.
I'm sorry, the HMS Incontinent?
Inconstant.
Inconstant.
Yes.
Also a bad name. Not quite as bad as incontinent, but inconstant?
In all circles.
I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Is a Prince Albert a penis piercing?
Yes.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was it because he had one? Like,
everybody
was he
in
known
America
for that?
Knows it as
right.
And
penis
Victoria's
piercing.
Secret is about how Queen Victoria was like this really conservative woman, but she wore like...
Dirty
underclothes.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's a
scandalous.
Some
not
sort.
Necessarily
a
dirty.
Mystery.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were there to make her feel sexual, and I don't know. I mean, that's pretty hot.
But she's the
queen
with, like, Victorian era where it's, like, everything was, she was demanding everything.
So
very clean and
high
and
collar.
And, like, just, that's the Victorian
age. But she liked
age.
Fucking her husband. That much is known.
She liked mystery. She liked...
I like what she picked.
Yeah.
She was just
kinda
all
nice.
About, you know, lady on the streets, freaking the sheets.
I did not know that was Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
The secret is out.
Thank you, Bobby. Deals with the devil.
Yeah.
These fun facts.
It's time for Bobby. Deals with the devil.
Saxophone. Oh, no, it's not time. It's not time for saxophone. You go. You
is
go,
that,
Robert.
Is that the whole story on folk?
No.
Oh.
So the sighting that was reported was written in the ship's log by Prince George on July 11th, 1881 at 4 a.m. The log says, July 11th at 4 a.m., the Flying Dutchman crossed our bows. A strange red light, as of a phantom ship all aglow, in the midst of which light the masts, spars, and sails of a brig 200 yards distant, stood out in strong relief as she came up on the port bow, where also the officer of the watch from the bridge clearly saw her, as did the quarterdeck midshipman, who was sent forward at once to the forecastle. But on arriving, there was no vestige nor any sign whatever of any material ship was to be seen, either near or right away to the horizon, the night being clear and the sea calm. 13 persons altogether saw her.
Whoa.
At 10:45 a.m., the ordinary seaman who had this morning reported the Flying Dutchman fell from the foretop mast cross trees on the top gallant forecastle and was smashed.
Yes, are you still speaking English? Are you just a robot spitting out words?
I'm struggling to
it was, I cannot follow.
It was a lot of words smashed together.
I think you missed an opportunity. You should have done it like Shatner. You know, Captain's Log.
I can do a good Shatner for
right,
a few seconds,
yeah,
but not for a whole
seconds.
Pair.
Do a few seconds.
Just
that end part, Captain's
just
Log.
Just give us
yeah,
a
yeah.
taste.
I'll give you that last sentence. The ordinary seaman who had this morning reported the Flying Dutchman fell from the foretop mast cross trees on the top gallant forecastle and smashed to atoms.
Yeah.
See, it was much more clear.
I understood
everything.
Yeah, that would make more sense to me.
Shatner, we know why you do what you do.
He Shatner-splained it.
Yeah.
All this time I've been doing Meisner technique. I didn't know there was a Shatner technique out there.
Get the point.
I didn't
really
understand
across.
It more, but I enjoyed it.
Basically, just describing the ship. Right?
Yeah, he was describing what happened and...
Where it happened.
Where it happened. Not
when
why
it happened.
But definitely when it happened.
It's pretty crazy that 13 separate crew members were like, I saw it! You know, like, different decks, different levels.
Unless it's like that group mentality where everyone's like, I saw it too!
Yes!
I'm part of the crew! I saw it!
That could
one
be.
One of the 13, the ghost ship 13!
I've only been swabbing the deck up till now. No one's even paid attention to me.
Now girls want to touch me. No me intimately. Sorry.
I've seen it. I've seen the Dutchman.
So that's everything with Bernard Folk and the Flying Dutchman.
Oh, Bernard. Crazy folk.
So Jonathan Moulton, also known as the Yankee Faust.
The Faust?
Began his life as an indentured servant to a cabinet maker. He eventually was able to win his freedom in 1745 and began working as a silversmith and formed the Moulton and Towel Silversmithing Company.
I mean, could you have a better name?
Right? It's like
we're
he was predestined.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Johnny Fireworks. I'm putting on a firework display. You know, I mean...
Come on down to Fireworks, Fireworks!
Yeah.
Johnny Shoemaker better be making some shoes.
Oh my God!
He ended up leaving the company to Towel, and it remains today as the Towel Silversmithing Company. He was then appointed captain of a ranger company in the New Hampshire Militia. After King George's War, he captained the New Hampshire Militia and was elected to the New Hampshire General Court.
Did he have, like, battle experience before that? Were they like, hey, you can melt... Metal down and do things here.
Grab a gun.
Yeah, tell us how we should fight this war.
No. It was just part of their, the New Hampshire militia, because there wasn't, like, a regulated army at that point. Mm. After the war, Moulton was awarded large tracts of land, which he dubbed Moultonboro, which exists today and has a population of nearly 5,000 people.
Moultonboro, coming on up, gentrifying, doing its thing.
Do they have a super Walmart?
Duh. Like, where's everyone hanging out?
What are you doing? What do your teenagers do?
In 1764, a large masked ship wrecked off the coast, and many residents of Moultonboro, including Jonathan, raided the wreck. And brought in wealth of spoils.
That's right, finders keepers.
Oh, yeah.
Spoils. My goodness.
Your spoils. Ship crashed into my land. It's mine now.
Mm-hmm. That's probably not what the person who commissioned the ship thought.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting for this village to get raided.
By the end of his life, he had remarried and had four more kids and fought under George Washington as a brigadier general in the American Revolution. 7 years before his death, Moulton's house burned down and it sparked the beginning of some bad luck.
So basically, lots of good luck up to this point. Yeah. Leader of militia after militia. Random shipwreck where he grabbed a bunch of doubloons.
Yeah.
And then now all of a sudden, end of life, things are not going so well.
Not so great.
Yin and yang, you know? He's lived so much positivity, there has to be a little
yeah.
yang.
You know?
On March 15th, 1769, the Ides of March, Moulton's home burned to the ground. And it is believed to be an act by the devil.
Mm.
As legend has it, Moulton had made a Faustian pact with the devil and agreed to sell his soul to the devil as long as the devil fill his boots with gold on the first of every month. Moulton bought himself the largest boots he could find and placed them by the fireplace so that they could be filled with gold. When the
you know what big boots mean. More gold.
That's right.
Lots of toenails to clip.
When the devil showed up, he began filling the boots with gold. But no matter how much gold he poured into Moulton's boots, they never seemed to fill up.
Oh, he's got Mary Poppin boots.
Ooh,
or he just like dug a hole in the floor and then cut a hole in the bottom of the boot.
Fill up that boot! It's got it. You gotta fill it up. Right. Just buy it. Come in the corner. No.
Don't move it. Don't bump it or anything. Just fill it.
The devil then realized that Moulton cut the soles out of his boots and cut a hole in the floor under
smart.
His boots.
Clever.
Allowing all the gold to fall into his basement.
Solid move. Tricking the devil.
Nice.
I'm sure this will go well for him.
The devil is such a fucking sucker.
Yeah, he didn't move
wow.
the boots slightly to the left or right.
Well, why would you? That's where the boots belong. That's
yeah.
their place.
Yeah. The devil is a sucker. He's not rude.
In an act of revenge, the devil burned down Moulton's house and took back all his gold. Then his wife dies of smallpox shortly afterwards.
Woof.
Moulton remarried, and on the night of his wedding, the ghost of his first wife stole the ring off his new wife's finger when they were alone in bed. Upon his death...
Like, upon what evidence, you know? Like, what, how do we know? I just love their explanations for things are always like, a ghost definitely did this. Moving on?
I like how it's feeling like a devil, like, when you trick the devil, when you do something sneaky, like, you get away with it, and it's like, oh, that's so clever, you figured it out. But that didn't happen here. The devil was like... How
bitch.
Dare you? Tricking the boots thing was... I'm burning everything you have. And I'm taking my money back. Like, it's like,
because
whoa.
He saw through the trick. If it had just tricked him, then it would have been fine. But he saw through. He saw how it was done. He's like, whoa. If you're going to try to trick me, you better trick me fully.
Oh, you went. You chubbed.
Yeah.
He done
chubbed. He
done
chubbed. Is
right.
that a new verbiage now?
Yeah.
I kind of love it. Like, I hope you're the first person who's ever used it in such a way, because that's gold.
Yes. You heard it here. There's evidence.
Yeah.
Ladies and
don't
gentlemen.
Google it, but we made it up.
Don't get chubbed tonight.
If you can help it.
So, upon his death, a pallbearer at his funeral opened his casket to find it completely empty.
Ooh.
And instead, his body had been replaced by a box of gold coins, all of which had the devil stamped on them.
Was there any evidence of a bear attack? Like, maybe a bear took the body away.
And left some
gold. Left gold?
Yeah, who knows?
The bear made a deal with the devil.
Like Yogi Bear and the park ranger?
Hey, who's to say, guys?
Who's to say as that one?
I don't know
Nobody's
why.
Nobody's to say.
The
That's
bear's...
not true, because I said it.
The bear doesn't need the gold. He needs the body, so it's an even exchange.
That's why people listening and our valuable insights. Like, it could have been a bear.
Yeah.
About that,
yeah,
it could have been a bear that understands printing gold,
I mean,
stamping
let's,
it.
Let's be real. I had the idea before I heard about the gold, and then I liked it so much, I just had to say it, even though I knew it was fairly plausible that this bear was also a banker. Anyway.
Jonathan, get to the truth of it.
Jonathan was buried without a tombstone, and the site of his grave is still unknown to this day.
Can I also just ask, so they got his coffin and stuff, and they're like, we need to see what's inside this. It's too heavy, or it's...
too light.
Clinking around a bunch. I mean, a bunch of gold? That's got to be heavy.
That's super heavy.
I mean, we don't know how big the box is.
But it wouldn't be distributed in the same way.
Right? Like, would they feel it sliding around, and that's why they need to look in? It
depends on how much gold. They put exactly his body weight in gold in there. They arranged it in human form, like the head of gold, and spread it out perfectly so the pallbearers wouldn't notice.
What if he wanted to fake his death, and so he's like, I'll put gold in there because I'll know where that is later. I'll just go to my gravestone, and that's where it'll be.
But like, it's unmarked. No one knows where it is.
Nobody knows where it's buried. He founded a town and won the American Revolution.
And also, he was almost dead, so I feel like stockpiling gold in a secret way, probably not great for him. It's not like he's going to be digging 6 feet of dirt.
Well, almost dead according to like how he wanted you to perceive things, how he wanted the town to perceive things.
His deal with the devil left him lithe at age 84. He was spry. Now I'm just picturing an old man like flipping down his stairs. Right. Yeah, like cartwheeling out the front door. I made a deal with the devil!
Suck on that devil!
So that's both the captains that dealt with the devil. One right after the next.
Okay. I mean, neither one of them am I like, well, that's a ton of evidence for, you know, awesome
luck.
Yeah,
this is hearsay on ghosts and witches.
And in that case, it seemed like he had the positive luck before making the deal with the devil. Like, he had a bunch of good luck, and then he got the thirst for greed or whatever, and then was like, I need more, and then made the deal with the devil.
Yeah. I mean, the only inexplicable bout of good luck for him was the ship crash. But it wasn't just for him. The whole town benefited. Enough so that it's still there today. But you know what I mean? Like,
remember when we all ransacked that together?
Outside of that, it just sounds like he was doing a good job of working his way up. You know?
Yeah. I mean, to go from an indentured servant all the way up to having a town named after you.
Yeah.
Fighting right underneath General George Washington.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's just, it's pretty miraculous, and a lot of people believe that all this good luck can only be from dealing with the devil.
I mean, by that logic, don't we have to attribute Bill Gates and everyone who's ever come from nothing and made themselves a huge success?
Bill Gates didn't want to come from nothing.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
he went to Harvard.
Let's do James.
How
Damon
did he get
John,
to Harvard?
Man. Damon John.
Okay.
Michael Phelps, the swimmer, whatever.
That's hard.
He probably just did some harsh shit. I mean, and people associated him with being like, wow, fucking is rising fast. It must be something sinister.
Especially at that time, I don't think any other indentured servant.
They're like, wait, this guy was a servant.
Yeah. I'd managed to even get out of indentured servitude, let alone.
Yeah.
Go to this height.
And like, if you're like, hey, the king is this close to God, indentured servant rising up, devil. Because that is not the natural order of things.
Yes,
you
we're
know?
Born with blue blood and some of us are poor.
Yes.
Hush now,
and
take your leeches.
Oh, Father, but I had so many blood lettings already today.
I don't care. You're full of blood. I can tell it by looking at you.
My humors are fine.
These leeches are hungry.
Can I at least have a spot of that heroin?
Of course you can. You're 8 now.
Heroin for us all.
Let us know what you think. Do you think there's enough here to justify some deals with the devil, or do you think it's just a case of good fortune?
Have you made a deal with the devil and would like to let us know how that went
down?
Yeah,
I would love to hear about that.
I was going to make a deal with the devil. I'd want a lot more than militias and boots full of gold.
What would
and that's
be,
just what I'm saying.
What would be the first thing you'd want from the devil?
Be
like,
juicier.
To be juicier?
No.
Is that what you said?
I want to
have that
juicier.
Juice.
Yes, kind of.
Just more
juice in my life in general. Yeah. Uh-huh.
A juicier existence overall.
Yes.
Yeah, if this inspired any fan art, God, we'd love to see it.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since we've had some fan art. I might have to do some for myself just to keep it going. But yeah, we love fan art, so please submit it if you've got some.
Mm-hmm.
For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
We remembered our name, guys.
We did. Now
that
you can say our names twice, right? Like, they know who we are now.
You've got a new devil.
There's that sound.
Do